A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Yuma Lamed Dalet, Yuma 34b, pagination page 68, counting from the top of the page about 10 lines. The beginning of the line, Imhaya Kohen Gadol, Zakeno Istinis, quoting from the previous Mishnah, that if the Kohen Gadol is elderly or sensitive, then we warm up water and we add the water to the mikvah to take out the chill of the mikvah. Now, this method of warming the water requires just a bit of commentary to explain that when you add water to a mass, adding hot water to a mass of cold water, you're not doing any cooking on the cold water, because instantly, as the hot water hits it, it spreads, and it simply cools down the hot water, and you're not adding so much hot water to a small amount of cold water, which would have actually heated up the cold water to the point of boiling, perhaps, for a short period of time, could they clip or whatever. That's not what's happening. You're adding hot water to a very large quantity of cold water, and there is no bishul, there's no cooking going on Yom Kippur. This halacha is actually brought in Shulchan Aruch to add small amounts of hot water to ambatya, to a bathtub of cold water. And in those ratios, there's no cooking that's occurring. The Gemara, however, gives us a different example of warming the water of the mikvah. And this method is going to cause a degree of concern in our Gemara. Tanya, we learned. Amar Rav Yehuda said, Ashashio shel barzel, bars of iron, hayu mechamim erev Yom Kippur, were warmed from before Yom Kippur. They had already put them into coals before Yom Kippur. Umatilin lesoch tzonein, and now they would take them from the coals, and they would put them into the cold water of the mikvah, kidesha tafik tzinosan, so that it should lose its chill, to mitigate the temperature. And the Gemara asks regarding this method, v'halo mitzarif, are you not doing a degree of malacha here by hardening the iron? When the iron is in the fire, it softens and perhaps is able to be bent a little bit. And the correct method that's done in order to solidify the iron is they put it into cold water. So unwittingly, you are doing this process of taking the soft, hot iron and putting it in cold water, which hardens it. Amar Rav Bibi, so Rav Bibi evades the question by saying, Shelo higia letziruf. It's not a case of tziruf. In other words, the iron had already cooled down. They calculate whatever the enormous heat that iron would have to be soft. This has already cooled down by the time they're using it Yom Kippur morning, and there's no tziruf involved. Abaye Omar, Abaye takes the question head on and says, Afilu tema shehigia letziruf, even if it is a case of tziruf, but it's davar she'ein miskavein, and it's mutter. It's something that you're doing without intent, and therefore it's permitted. In other words, they're placing these iron rods into the water totally not for the purpose of solidifying the iron rods. The iron rods are to us irrelevant things. We're using them for their heat. And therefore, it would be mutter. We have a classic case of davar she'ein miskavein is a person who's moving a chair on the ground, and occasionally the chair actually hits the ground and nicks the ground, creating theoretically a furrow. And choresh, making a furrow on Shabbos, if you did it intentionally, would indeed be a malacha, that something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But over here, you have absolutely no intent to make the furrow, and it's an example of davar she'emiskavin is mutter, something without intent is permitted. And that's the way it's codified in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Zayin. However, the Gemara has a problem, because we're under the impression that even though this is a good answer for us, davar she'emiskavin is mutter, there's no intent to cool off these rods, that's not the point of this malacha, but this answer is not in consonance with Abaye's ruling. Because Abaye seems to have gone on record that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that davar she'ein miskaven is aser, that doing something even without that intent is also prohibited. As the Gemara explains, Miyomer Abaye Hachi, did Abaye hold davar she'ein miskaven mutter so that this should be a good answer according to him? V'atanya, didn't we learn? Bos besar orloso, the flesh of the orla in the case of mila circumcision, afilu b'makom she'esham beheres yakutz, is an extra word to teach us that even if there's tzara'as there, you should still do the mila. Normally, you're not allowed to cut off tzara'as. Over here, you're allowed to cut off because you're intending, because the pasuk says so. Dibur Rabbi Yoshia, you need an extra pasuk. V'havinon bo, and we asked, Kira lamali, what do you need a pasuk for? That's not my intent. My intent is not to remove the tzaras. So automatically it should be an eina miskaven, it should be permitted, and what do you need the pasuk for? V'amar Abaye, and Abaye's answer to that question was, oh, it would have been prohibited. L'Rabbi Yehuda, da'amar davar she'ein miskaven aser, that even though that's not your intent, it's still prohibited. And again, that's a machlokis. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though it's not your intent, it's still prohibited. And Abaye says that's the explanation of besar orlosa, why I needed an extra pasuk to teach me not to do, to teach me that there's no prohibition in removing this tzaras, because I'm doing the mitzvah of mila based on the pasuk besar orlosa. So it seems from Abaye's answer that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and a davar she'ein miskaven is prohibited, even though he did not have intent for that component of what he did. Answers the Gemara. Hani mili, that only applies b'chol ha'Torah kula, when you're dealing with a Torah law. Midoraisa, something's prohibited. Then Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, even if it's ein miskaven, it's still prohibited. Aval hacha, but over here, Tziruf derabanan hu, this cooling off of a bar of iron is rabbinic. It's not a keli, it's not a useful thing. You have a bar of iron, you're cooling it off, it's not making it into a keli, and therefore it's only derabanan, and therefore davo she'ein miskaven, if there's no intent for a derabanan, then it's indeed mutter. Interestingly, according to this, had they put vessels into the coals to warm up the mikveh, Abaye would have approached it differently, because a vessel was malleable, it was able to be manipulated, and now when you're throwing it into the water, it's solidifying it. But in any case, these iron rods are not a keli, and therefore it's derabanan, and you're allowed to do it because it's eino miskaven. Rashi makes the observation that there was another girsa, ein shavus b'mikdash, that it is prohibited midrabanan, but midrabanan, rabbinic legislation, didn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash, and in cases of need, they would go ahead and do it, even though it was prohibited midrabanan, they didn't make that gezeira derabanan to apply to the Beis HaMikdash. That girsa that Rashi alludes to is the way the Rambam presents this halacha in Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Perek Beis Halacha Dalid, he writes, She'ein Shivus B'Mikdash, that the leniency over here is because it's a Drabanan, and Ein Shivus B'Mikdash, and this rabbinic law doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Mishnayis makes a fascinating observation. If you learn like the Rambam, that the leniency here is because of Ein Shivus B'Mikdash, then it makes a lot of sense why the Mishnah only introduced this solution of warming up a iron rod and throwing it into the water, only introduced this concept by the second Tevilah, because the second Tevilah is Bekodesh. But the first Tevilah, as we discussed previously, was Bechol. It was in mundane area. It wasn't part of the service. It was the same Tevilah that everybody did before they came in. And that Tevilah, they would not be able to use the iron rods. It's a fascinating observation. What requires some contemplation is that there was the other solution of Mechamen Lo Chamen. The actual case of the Mishnah was to warm up what appeared to be water. And that's how the Rambam brings it. He brings two solutions. One is to put in an iron rod, and one is the water method. And presumably the water method could have been done even in the first Tevilah. Yeshikoach, have a great day.